Tonight we're just going to spend a bit of time talking about a woman who came to Jesus. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 15. I'm going to read just a few of the verses and then I'll speak about what they mean and how they apply to us. So it starts at verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." This woman was a Gentile and had no legal rights to be with God's people at all. But she was desperate because her daughter had been taken over by demons and they were tormenting her daughter. She had heard about Jesus and knew and believed that he could help, so she came to him. Verse 23 says, "Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, 'Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.'" This is an unusual situation that Jesus didn't reply to the woman. He didn't say a single word to her. It was as if she prayed to him and there was no answer. And sometimes we can feel like this too. The disciples interpreted this as that Jesus didn't care. They didn't care. And so they urged Jesus to tell her to go away because she was pestering them. Maybe there are people who treat us like that too. We're not valued by the people around us, the people we work with, even the people in our homes. We don't feel valued very much by ourselves. And maybe we think that God has turned his back on us too. We can often feel like that. And I wonder how this woman felt about being regarded in that way by all these disciples. And what did she care about it? Well, I think you would care. We do care whenever we are hurting. And she definitely cared because her daughter was hurting too. And so for that reason, she persisted. She asked. Verse 24 says, Jesus answered to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Now, at this point, Jesus does not tell the woman to go away. He tells her where she stands in the kingdom of God. Jesus says, "I came to rescue the lost sheep of Israel." In other words, I came for Jewish people. I didn't really come for you because you're a Canaanite. You're a Gentile woman. The woman was not going to give up. She didn't give up. Verse 25 says, "The woman came and knelt before him. 'Lord, help me,' she said." She asks for help again. Will Jesus listen? Jesus replies to her in verse 26. This is what he says. He says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." This reply is amazing and hard to understand why Jesus would say such a thing. He says it's not right for him to take the children's bread, which is the children of the kingdom, which is the Jews, which she isn't one of them. And it's not right for him to take what's the Jews and throw it to dogs. Jesus seems to be calling this Gentile woman a dog. Is this some kind of racist slur? Is this some kind of judgment that she's not good enough? What would you do if someone said this to you? What if Jesus should seem harsh in the things that happen to you and the things that you read in the Bible that are hard to understand? Many people nowadays turn around and walk away in a huff over much less than that. People are offended really easily. We feel very hard done by if people sometimes look at us in a funny way. But this woman, she realises who Jesus is. This is not just an ordinary man. She knows who he is. She knows that he is the Messiah. And she really wants his blessing. And her reply is equally astounding. In verse 27, she says, "Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." There is no way she is going home without the blessing. She does realise her place before God. She knows that she is nowhere. She knows that she is not in the kingdom. And we all have to realise that. She is lost and sinful. But she does understand who Jesus is and that he alone can help her, and that's what makes her persist. I wonder how far we would go If we are seeking Jesus, we want to be in his kingdom. We want to know him. How far will I go? How long will I keep going searching? He says, if I search with all my heart, I will find him. And this woman proves it. Jesus said very hard things to her, things that would easily put any of us off, but it didn't put her off. She kept going. And in verse 28, Jesus says to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. So Jesus doesn't just see her faith. He commends her. He says, "You have great faith." And the woman gets what she wants and goes home rejoicing because her daughter is healed and is released from the power of Satan. How much do we want Jesus? Do we just want him to help us out a little bit in our lives? Give us a bit of guidance about how to do things? We won't find him. You have to want him with all your heart. You have to pursue and keep going just like this woman did. She persisted until she found the Lord Jesus.